It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes.
I think it's a misinterpretation of the word or.
Things like that, that's just not correct. So typically it's done. I know that there is an individual who is claiming otherwise in social media, and that's really unfortunate.
I'm touched, Bill. Do I really live rent-free in your head? Apparently so. Here we go. Suppose that these redcoats go home at night happy that their pants didn't spontaneously combust, or that their nose didn't grow an additional 8 inches. Clearly, Bill Clinton is aware of his prevarication in the Monica Lewinsky affair, and I'm pretty sure that Nancy Case knows of his dissimulation, because, you know, I've only pointed it out to him about 100 times. But the question, my friends, does Johnson County Commission Chairman Bill Novotny know of his fabrication or his invention or his equivocation when he was talking to 307 Net Radio's Aaron Palmer? In fact, we should probably listen to the whole thing. And again, this audio is courtesy of 307 Net Radio. If you want to hear the entire interview between Aaron Palmer and Pinocchio Bill, you can go to 307netradio.com and listen to the whole thing. Here we go. Bill Novotny for swearing himself.
One quick one, though. There has been some allegations, or have been allegations, that you've been seen breaking conditions of your probation by being around alcohol, and also some have accused you of drinking in public. What's your response?
Those are incorrect, and attending the Republican Women's Forum and things like that, that's just not correct. So.
So he wasn't there, or there wasn't alcohol there, or he just wasn't violating his probation. There's a whole bunch of problems that are wrong with that, and I'm going to explain all of them to you in just a second. But first, some completely egregious self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Johnson County Commission Chairman Bill Novotny, and you don't quite understand your court paperwork, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up a copy of it, and read it for yourself. Morning Reload is brought to you by 307 Cowboy Country. They are central and southeastern Wyoming's full line of Montana shed dealers. It doesn't matter what kind of shed you're in the market for, whether it's just something to store all of your lawn equipment in, or you want a greenhouse, or maybe a double-wide garage. Well, then you should call my friends Bryce and Melody Reese at 307-441-1815, and they can handle all the details. Montana Shed Center, buildings for life. Cowboy State Politics is also brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for a larger structure, any type of metal building that is, then you need to call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Okay, back to Bill's interview with 307 Net Radio. See, the only problem with that, Bill, is that we have you on video. There are pictures of you attending an event where alcohol was being served around people who were consuming alcohol and at a place that had a cash bar. And it's not the first time, Bill. You and I know that. This just happens to be the only one that I have pictures and video of. I bet you're super happy that I didn't ask Governor Gordon about the last time when I interviewed him, aren't you? And speaking of video evidence, I'm also in possession of a video of you driving the wrong way on the interstate while blackout drunk, eluding police with an open container. Anyhow, for the sake of clarity and being completely factual, allow me to read to you from Commissioner Bill Novotny's court paperwork, which clearly outlines the events that he cannot attend. Now, this particular document, which I obtained from the Johnson County Courthouse, is dated the 28th of September of 2021, so we're not quite at a year yet, Bill, but here we go. And again, this is from the section that lists all the things that he cannot do, and I quote, "Not consume, use, or possess any alcohol, illegal controlled substances, or drug paraphernalia, nor be on the premises of any establishment where alcohol is served or dispensed as the primary business function. Not knowingly be in the company of anyone using, possessing, or under the influence of alcoholic beverages, controlled substances, or drug paraphernalia." Seems pretty clear to me. Now, considering that you were at an event where alcohol was being served, and there are videos and pictures of you standing right beside someone who is holding an alcoholic beverage, we must assume that if they were holding an alcoholic beverage, they were probably consuming it. So it would appear that the only thing that is not correct about that whole event is your presence at it. But let's listen again to what you had to say to 307 Net Radio.
Those are incorrect, and attending the Republican Women's Forum and things like that, that's just not correct. So,
to make matters worse, the Johnson County attorney, the Johnson County prosecutor, was present at the same event that Bill is claiming was not correct. He's probably in that same video as well. So there's that. Now listen to this next soundbite, and then we'll talk about it.
I want to be clear that I didn't receive any special treatment. It was handled by an outside prosecutor so that the Johnson County Attorney's Office could maintain their independence and the integrity of that office.
What you mean to say here, Bill, is so that the Johnson County Attorney's Office could keep their hands clean in this whole matter. Oh, wait. I forget. You received no special treatment. Except, of course, that you were released from jail on a Sunday, which, by the way, is pretty unusual. And that's not just me saying that. Here's Aaron Palmer saying the same thing.
Furthermore, you were released from the detention on a Sunday afternoon, and that's extremely unusual.
That the prosecutor is an elected Democrat from Crook County, that the judge is from Jackson, that the charges of reckless driving, you know, the one that's about you driving on the wrong side of the interstate, probably all the way from Sheridan to Buffalo, and the open container were dropped in your case, that you didn't even have to go to court, and the culmination of this entire saga is a year of unsupervised probation, which you are obviously not abiding by, and a $1,000 fine. It certainly sounds like you didn't receive any special treatment to me. And by the way, I've got some beachfront property somewhere around Guernsey that's for sale if anybody's interested. In all seriousness, I know of lots of people who've been dragged out of bars for violating their probation. I know of lots of people who've had their probation violated with no physical evidence whatsoever, only on the word of someone who said they saw someone doing something. Clearly, that is not the case in this situation. And we have Bill Novotny in pictures and on video doing it. So please, don't give me the whole I didn't receive any special treatment business, because all of us know that that's not true either. What this is a classic case of rules for thee, but not for me. A question that absolutely needs to be answered for Johnson County citizens is, why is Bill Novotny not been held accountable for his actions subsequent to his sentencing? Why has he not been held to abiding by the rules and stipulations of his probation? Why? Because the rest of us sure as hell would be. But perhaps that's more to the point, that clearly the rules for the rest of us are different than the rules for the elites. And that, my friends, absolutely has to change. Well, that'll do it for this installment of Morning Reload. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday, where we'll hear from Scott Smith, who is running against Redcoat Shelley Duncan in Goshen County. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, much to the chagrin of Bill Novotny, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.